Jamal, first off, walk me through your punt return touchdown.
Oh, that was – I got to give a lot of credit to punt return unit again. I don't think I was touched, and that's not because I did something crazy. I was just running off their blocks. It seemed like the end zone, just ended up in front of me just because I got the ball. And, I just see the blocks getting set up. See Quandre waving me this way, and then Jalen waving me this way, and I'm just going off of them. So, big shout out to them. It takes 11 guys for something like that, and we definitely got it on that play.
What did you think that play did to the momentum of the game at that point?
I think it definitely gave us a little bit more energy. Especially seeing GQ go down like that. He's one of the leaders in our locker room, and seeing somebody like that go down, we could have folded, but that just says a lot about the type of team we have. We had something else to play for. And, fortunately, we made a play like that and, gave us a little extra boost.
What did the coaches say to you about that penalty at the end of the punt return touchdown?
They said good run, but you got to play like a pro. That's a learning lesson for me. That's something that shouldn't happen. It's unnecessary. Good thing we have, 10 more games, opportunities to get better.
You guys had the punt return and then A'shaun's pick six. Where did you guys feel like you were at in that fourth quarter as you brought the game within one score?
Oh, there was no doubt we thought we could win that game. Big turnover or a big muff by me. That's another learning point for me. Got to get better, make better decisions. Thankfully, we have, a week to, regroup, lick our wounds, get better.
You mentioned that return. What happened on that return there?
That's just bad decision by me. He was a really good punter we just faced today. He hung that up there. I had a little doubt in my mind, should I catch it, should I not? If there's ever that inclination in the returner, you should just let it go. So I should have just let it go. So,
what have the vets told you about the bye week and how you handle putting a loss like this behind yourself when you don't have a game to immediately start focusing on next?
We got to regroup. We can't see the bye week as a time to – like a vacation. We're 3-3. We feel like we shouldn't be 3-3. So, we got a lot to work on, a lot to get better on. We definitely got to get healthy and, see where the road takes us.